IHWH. This is referred to as the Tetragrammaton, and in English is generally spelled YAHWEH, say Yahweh. However, when I was a very young boy, my grandfather, who grew up in Syria speaking Aramaic, taught me to pronounce the Father's name by saying Yahweh. If you want to know what that pronunciation sounds like further, you can hear me using it frequently in my YouTube videos. Visit youtube.com/watchallen. In fact, I have a specific video about the Father's name, which you can watch and listen to by going to allenhorvath.com/book, all lowercase, and looking at the web link reference page I've created. I sincerely hope and pray that this book will help you to discover your own unique relationship, or greatly deepen your burgeoning relationship with Elohim, that my personal experiences will assist you and augment your journey toward finding the way. Chapter 1. Fields of Revelation. When I was 4 or 5 years old, I could regularly be found lying on my back in fields of tall grass, looking up at pristine blue skies accented with cumulus clouds, daydreaming in glorious revelries. On one particular sunny summer's day, I discovered that I had been having a conversation with a messenger, an angel, who was looking down at me from one of those clouds. And while I was not allowed to remember the details of our conversation, I was allowed to retain the messenger's parting words. When our get-together had come to a close, the messenger explained to me that this was the last session we were to have, that I was becoming conscious, and therefore we could no longer continue with our meetings. And finally, the messenger said to me, "So long, Alan. I will see you on the other side." Now, whether it was my guardian messenger in that cloud or Yeshua, Jesus himself, I don't know. But I do know that I will learn that truth for sure when I finally arrive on the other side because of those parting words. The first time I recalled that amazing event was a few years later when I was 7 years old. I remember thinking that I had best not allow myself to forget such a supernatural experience. And as the years ensued, I was periodically and faithfully reminded of that astonishing day and of the messenger's final words to me. As I grew older and reflected on that sacred memory, I often wondered what the Father's purpose was in allowing me to retain only a part of my meeting with the messenger and those parting words, while not allowing me to recall the details of that meeting or of all the earlier meetings we had shared. Even today, when I ask myself this lifelong question, the reasons that I come up with are twofold. Firstly, that the instructions I had been given were to be written on my heart, not on my mind, so that the actions I would take and the decisions I would make throughout my lifetime would be true to my own character and never contrived through any ulterior motives. And secondly, that the Father is making sure that I have been given confidence in knowing that He has a plan for my life, that He is certainly watching over me, and that there was a time very early on in my life that I was given full instructions about the task that was mine to achieve and to fulfill during my stay on this earth. And this is true. I have indeed been comforted throughout all the years of my life.